French Senate votes for power to dissolve associations holding segregated meetings. By Chris Tomlinson on April 5, 2021. The French Senate has passed a bill that would authorize the dissolution of associations that hold meetings that exclude people from attending based on their race, ethnicity, sex, or religion. The new powers were introduced as an amendment to a bill to counter separatism put forward by center-right Les Républicains, the Republicans, Senator Stéphane Le Rudulier. The measures will allow the dissolution of groups which prohibit a person or group of persons because of their skin, color, origin, or membership or non-membership of a specific ethnicity, nation, race, or religion from participating in a meeting. The amendment comes in the wake of a controversy surrounding the National Union of Students of France, UNEF, which allegedly held meetings reserved for non-white people. According to last month's report from broadcaster BFM-TV, the student union has supported similar segregationist meetings for the last several years, including an Afro-feminist music festival that featured black women-only meetings as early as 2016. Minister in charge of citizenship, Marlene Schiappa, a key ally of President Emmanuel Macron, argued that the amendment could be unconstitutional and said she supported closed experience-based meetings based on experiences such as sexual assault, but not closed identity-based groups. Earlier in the week, the French Interior Ministry invoked the concept of separatism when it banned three Islamist associations from meetings with government officials after the groups refused to sign a Republican Values Charter for Islam in France that the government had developed last year. The Indo-Pakistani Origin Association Faith and Practice, as well as the two Turkish Origin Associations Islamic Confederation of Miligoras and the Coordinating Committee of Turkish Muslims of France, are the three groups affected by the move. According to a directive sent from the Interior Ministry and obtained by the newspaper Le Figaro, the reason for the ban was the organization's unwillingness to condemn political Islam. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.